Sotaberg Tesmish Nazayan. Nimsahirig ad shalon ner faha egla, if they found the murderer before they actually did the maisa with egla rufa. Teitse vitira be'eder. Everything's fine. They can let the animal loose and go back and roam with the flock. It's fine. So Taisyanta brings that Rashi says on this that this Tana held that by an egla rufa going down to the Nachal Esan does not aser it. The only thing that actually asers it, but you can't have hana from it anymore, is when they did the mice of egla rufa, when they cut its head off. But the Rambam holds lahalocha that once they go down to the Nachal Esan, now the animal is aser b'hana. So, and the Mishnah is telling us though that even after it goes, it's mashma, that even after it goes down to the Nachal Esan, as long as it's before they do the maisa, it can go free and everybody can have enough from it. I to Nachal Esan. So Kesef Mishnah explains on this. It's true. Even though it did go there, and normally it's Aser Bana, but in this case it's not, because it's almost like a t'nai that when they go and do this whole process, the whole point of this whole process, that there's like a t'nai, a condition that if they would find the murderer, then it wouldn't be Kaddish. And he says it's actually common that they would find the murderer because Mestama, he's not so far away, and they would do due diligence. And Taisanta brings all the more so, some of the Farshim explained that the whole point of measuring and all these things that they would do for the mitzvah, the whole point of it, interestingly enough, was to try to figure out who was the murderer. In other words, it wasn't just Stam a process, figure out what's the closest city and that city does it. Part of this process is figuring out over the closest city is to do a little research. Once we do find it's the closest city, maybe the murderer is there. So all the more so, Kesef Mishnah explains, they have this in mind, that if they would find a person that was the murderer, that sort of retroactively, it's not Kaddish. However, the Mishnah continues, Misha ne'erfaha egla, but if the maisa was done, tikaver bimkoima, you bury the egla roof in its place, like we said in the previous Mishnayis, shal safik basa mitchilasa. Because on the Suffolk, we didn't know who killed this person, where the Jew came from that killed this, if it was a Jew and where he came from. Kipra Sveika Vaholchala. So it did have a function, this Egla Rufa, because we didn't know that time that we were Mesupik, there was a kapara that was needed even for our Suffolk. That's what Egla Rufa normally does. There is a Suffolk and then there's a kapara that was done. So it caused the kapara done while we had a Suffolk. Even if afterwards we find out that there was a murderer and who he was, this lamaisa was a full-fledged egla rufa, and it's buried there, and all the halachos that we were going to say about it being buried there in the coming mishnayos. Nerfa egla va'acha kach nimsahirik, which is the case we just said. If they did the maisa of egla rufa, and then they found the murderer, so we said that the animal's buried there, but what do you do about the guy? Hareze yeharig, you kill the guy too. Because just because there was a maisa of kapar by the egla rufa, it's still no longer a kapara for everybody until they actually kill the murderer.